You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Political Cesspool Radio program. It's the day after Valentine's Day broadcast, if you couldn't tell from our musical selections, and it is Saturday, February the 15th, as we broadcast to you live tonight from our flagship radio station, AM affiliate here in Memphis, and to the AM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network around the country and indeed around the world at the Political Cesspool.org. It's great to be here with you. I shared an incredible Valentine's Day with my wife and an incredible Valentine's Day Eve at my church on Thursday night. We attended a couples conference for Valentine's Day, and I want to share with you some of the passages from the Bible, mind you, that I was immersed to there. But first, I want to share an email. We normally read the emails or a selection of the email from the audience at the top of the first hour of each show, but I saved it for tonight's third hour. Listen to this, Eddie. The Bombardier Miller, who, by the way, is joining me for the third hour of tonight's show, filling the seat of Keith Alexander, who has left us for the evening. But this comes in from a listener in Nashville, and she writes, "Your show is how my husband vetted me before ever asking me out on a date. Some guys really do this. It made sure I had the same political outlook on life. I think that he thought that I would be turned off by your show, but he was wrong. In fact, sometimes you are not hard enough on the left's stupidity. All in all, it's a great show for our views that is not given in many other places." So, Eddie, here on Valentine's Day, when we celebrate love, we celebrate couplings, marriage. Here is a couple that was brought together by the political cesspool, a husband who vetted his wife or his future wife or wife-to-be based upon whether or not she liked our show, the political cesspool bringing families together.
Well, the Bombardier did do it that way, but I have no, I can't condemn that method. I'll never forget the first night I saw my wife. I didn't even want to go out on the date. It was a blind date. I'd been trot line fishing for about 2 or 3 days, hadn't had any sleep. Went over to her house, pair of blue jeans, short, cut off, no shirt, no shoes, nothing. And I did it as a favor to my friend Eddie, another Eddie by the name of Eddie House. But I saw my wife come out, my future wife, she was just a girlfriend then. She came out on the front porch. I can truthfully say, I never was a Don Juan or a Clark Gable, but I saw that girl and I thought that was the most beautiful creature I ever seen in my life. And I couldn't care less about politics when I saw that girl. But modern days, politics is important if you want to have a long-term marriage, probably.
Well, I want to thank Janice in Nashville for that email. It was one of the most moving emails I've ever received, to know that our show had a hand in a marriage being formed. And I'm sure that she is happy now with a guy as right-thinking as her husband must be. And she also asked us the question. She followed up with a question for us to answer. If we are homophobic for having a traditional view on marriage, does that mean that the gay community is heterophobic? And that is a great question. And I want to read a couple of biblical passages, because I know Pappy, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who I call my spiritual Pappy, this is something that is near and dear to your heart as it is to mine, the fact that our faith influences our politics. I want to read a couple of biblical passages very quickly on love and marriage. First, on love from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. It reads, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails. That is the verse on love from the Bible in the 1 Corinthians. But as it regards to marriage, you can find the biblical guidelines for marriage in the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, chapter 5. Starting in verse 22, listen to me closely, folks. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to unto Christ, let the wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. But husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself as a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourished it and cherished it, even as the Lord of the church. For we are members of the body, of the flesh, of the bone. For his cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And let the wife see that his husband presents her in reverence. And folks, what that passage reads is that wives are to be submissive. Husbands, though, should love their wife as they love themselves. They should nourish and cherish them because they are of one flesh once they become married. And the wife should see the reverence of her husband. That is love. We've been playing love songs tonight during the course of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool. We get our commandments from the Lord and his Holy Scripture, the Bible. 1 Corinthians tells you what love is. Ephesians tells you the dictates for a man and a woman under the holy matrimony of marriage. It is not a man and a man. It is not a woman and a woman. It is not a partner and a partner. The Lord Jesus Christ tells us that it is a man and a woman. That is the only way a marriage is to be sanctified. God bless the good people of Utah and Tennessee for holding that straight, even though justices in the courts would rule that asunder. Folks, we're going to talk more about that when Andy the Bombardier Miller joins us tonight. Right after this, stay tuned.
Good sense and a sense. A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Folks, we are a rare breed of anti-Semite here in the political cesspool. We're the kind of anti-Semite that loves Neil Sedaka music, and that's why we're showcasing here tonight with Calendar Girl here at the third and final hour. Of course, all of those ridiculous terms, racist, anti-Semite, white supremacist, neo-Nazi, whatever our detractors call us, the ridiculous terms they call us, what we are is Christian and conservative. Nothing more, nothing less. Neil Sedaka had great music. I love him for it. Calendar Girl was one of those songs here we celebrated the day after Valentine's Day. Calendar Girl! February, you're my little Valentine. Tossing it over to Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who waited patiently during that first segment as I read some scriptures from the anti-Semitic New Testament. But nevertheless, Eddie, over to you now. Tell us what you want to talk about, and then I've got a couple of stories that you sent to me that I would like to talk about before. Well, listen, we got a whole hour together, so there's no rush. So let's just go to you now, and you take your time.
Well, you know what? The New Testament is anti-Semitic. You're 100% right. According to the nowadays intelligentsia, the New Testament is very anti-Semitic. I would like to point out, James said that women should be submissive, and that's true, but it's not like you should be the slaves. I would like to point out my favorite chapter of the Bible, and I don't have my Bible here tonight, so that's kind of a rarity. But there was one of the women in the faith chapter, Hebrews 11, my favorite chapter. I can't remember her name. I want to say it's not Hagar. It wasn't Hagar. I think Hagar was the concubine of Abraham, but it was the lady at the Battle of Jericho that hit Joshua and his fellow soldiers. I'm sure Sam will know because Sam is pretty much of a biblical scholar. But she heard about the God of the Israelites, and she became converted over. She was a de facto Christian, just as Abraham was. Abraham and Moses knew about Christ way before Christ was even born. You can look at the chapter of John, the book of John. You can go into the book of Matthew, and you can also go into Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, and it will tell you that they knew about the coming of Jesus Christ before Jesus Christ arrived. Secondly, I would like to get to something that my brother Keith and my son boy James, something they covered the first hour, and I don't want to say they missed a target big as a barn. The reason that the Beatles and Elvis and the Stones and some of the other, not so much the Stones, but mainly the Beatles, the reason their music turned is the same reason that the same people were put the bug in their ear that controlled Gloria Steinem of Ms. Magazine. Gloria Steinem was a CIA agent. I'm sure my brother Sam knows all about this, but the CIA and the powers that be, the globalists, they want to destroy life as we know it, Christian life. They hate Christians. They hate white Christians. They hate America. They hate nationalism. They despise national boundaries. They hate everything that we love because they worship a different God than we do. They worship the Prince of Darkness. And that's the truth. That's not just Eddie Miller saying it, although I know it from experience, from life experience, and from the countless volumes that I've read. But they worship a different God, and they're following their God, and they hate the God of Christ. I was asking Sam something earlier before we came on the show during the break about a Kay Griggs. I would like to bring this in the near future. I want to do some more research on this lady, Kay Griggs, who was married to a Fulberg colonel in the Marine Corps, who was typified Manchurian candidate, so to speak. He came in the Marine Corps dirt poor. The military, mainly almost exclusively the Army and the Marine Corps, they go in the Army and the Marine Corps within the Army and the Marine Corps. Just like we have a CIA within a CIA, we have a DEA inside a DEA, and they're the ones that run the black ops all over the world. They are the ones that go around assassinating political leaders that aren't kind to them, that aren't kind to the government within inside the government of the United States. And the government inside the government of the United States are the ones that are peddling the drugs all over the world. They deal the drugs mainly to get money to support their black ops programs all over the world. They love selling firearms. There's a lot of profit in drugs and firearms, especially military grade firearms. Getting back to Kay Griggs, I've been following her in some YouTube. You can go in yourself and you can pull up the YouTube. All you have to do is go into any search engine, go into YouTube and pull up Kay Griggs. There's about 6 hours worth of YouTubes there amongst other people that will verify that say this the same story that she says. Going back to her husband, who was brilliant, but he was dirt poor. He was given a full scholarship to go to Princeton University. And if the Princeton University rings a bell to a lot of you patriot people, that people that they call us conspiracy buffs, which I there's no such term as a the way they use that term. I mean, anything that's planned between amongst two people or more, a crime, any type of crime, if two people or more get together, they call that a conspiracy. Well, if you might know, Princeton University is the home of the glorious Skull and Bones. I've got to cull this down a little bit because I'm about to run out of time. But this is what I'm hoping to bring for in the future. Once I research this material out better, she was saying her husband was dirt poor. He was buddies with Oswald, who was also brilliant and dirt poor. They brought him up there to. They went to school with this special like a prep school at Princeton University campus that they have for the brilliant people that they can use. They brainwash. They had a lot of Saudis there, but they bring these people in. they brainwash them. And one of the favorite things they like to do, they like to lure them in to get them in homosexual sex. And at one time they used this homosexual sex as a club to beat them over the head with to blackmail them. And they like to get the high up politicians, the high up industrialists into homosexual escapades and pedophilia escapades. And I'm telling you people, they control these people that run these military black ops, the military within the military, the CIA within the CIA that are controlled by the globalists. They own Washington, D.C., lock, stock, and barrel. If you think when your little phone call to Washington, D.C., or your little letters to Washington, D.C., or you trot down to your local little church to vote on election day for the president, if you think you're having any influence whatsoever on the outcome of this country, you're dreaming. I used to be the same way. But getting back to Griggs, they get him in there, and like I say, getting him into homosexual sex used to be a great way to compromise people. But nowadays, I'm coming to the conclusion, and I bet you Sam will agree with me, that getting someone in a homosexual tryst is no longer going to be fodder for blackmail because, I mean, it's no longer a taboo. It's being held up as some type of a glorious lifestyle that we should all emulate. And I kind of wonder about that because the homosexual sex has been used as a blackmail tool for so many years. I'm wondering that just today after reading some other material out of a book I've got. Why would they want to destroy one of the greatest tools they have? Well, looks like we're getting ready to go to a break, people. But I started off trying to explain why James and Keith missed the Beatles while they converted over. And maybe we can get back to that later in a minute if we can actually go to a break.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend.
All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
When I was young, my favorite songs, when they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wonder where they
was Eddie the Bombardier Miller's contribution to tonight's program as far as the musical lineup is concerned. I have one more, and I saved the best for last. That is Frankie Valli. Look, Frankie Valli, listen, I'm going to see him next month, and I will tell you what you tell me to tell him. But I meet him backstage every year, and I will see Frankie next month, and I'm going to do whatever you want me to do. Listen, there's nothing I haven't done for Frankie. It's something I haven't said to Frankie. Eddie's laughing now as if it's something obtuse. But no, listen, I've got a picture. Look, as Eddie is my witness, Eddie, look over there to that side of the studio. You see it. My wife, Frankie Valli, and I. And I'm a head taller than Frankie. Yeah, you gave me that Jersey Boys poster. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the picture with me, Frankie, and my wife. You see Frankie's nudging up close to my wife, but not so close to me. Yeah, a little bit too close to my wife, but not nearly close enough to me. It's I'm wearing the Frankie Valli T-shirt. But anyway, we've saved Frankie Valli, who's going to be 80 in May. 80, but still rocking out, and I'll see him in a few days. I don't know where I'm going with that, but you picked the song for that last segment, Eddie. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and tell us whatever you want to say before we get to the next caller.
Frankie was good, I'll have to admit it. But Frankie can't carry Karen Carpenter's Dirty Bathwater. He was good. He was good. But, yeah, no Karen Carpenter. Yeah, I guess I'm kind of partial to Karen. You know, people, you probably know, she died of anorexia nervosa. She had some type of problem with her weight, and she got into it too heavily, and it's so sad. She starved herself to death, and when I hear she was a good girl. But getting back to what we were talking earlier about the CIA and the other black ops controlling, getting in and influencing the rock groups, they influenced other people too. You know, I don't know. I'm just going to float this out there. Some of our listeners may know more than I do about this, but you know, supposedly Elvis was supposed to be kind of a spy in Las Vegas on the underworld for President Nixon. I don't know. I'm not going to swear that. I'm not even going to say I think it's true. I'm going to have to research that more. But like getting back into the break, me and Sam were talking about in the break about Kay Griggs. He said he didn't know for sure how truthful she was. You know, but everything she did say, he says, could have been documented every way, which way to here to sundown. And that's true. Everything she said had been documented. But the point, let me see if I can wrap this up real quick. Like, the point I'm making is the United States military, specifically the Army Special Ops, you know, the Army runs, they control the White House, the the attachés coming forth from the White House. The Marines don't control that. But the Marines, their black ops, and the Army, specifically the Army with the Delta Force, the Army runs, they run the Delta Force. They run the Green Berets. Of course, they have the Rangers. But the upper crust of the special forces in the military, I'm totally convinced they're nothing but a bunch of glorified mercenaries, and I don't have any respect for them. And you're talking from this is coming from a guy who have I don't have one honorable discharge, I have two, and I don't respect them. I think most of them are totally anti-American, and they're working. They're doing the same thing, same reason. They're there for the same purpose that the NSA is there, that the CIA is there for. They're there to preserve the status quo of the military, or Eisenhower termed the military-industrial complex. Nowadays, the military-industrial complex has expanded out to include the military-industrial, pharmacological, agricultural complex, because we have the giant agricultural groups in like Monsanto and Cargill. They have untold amounts of money. They're in all my goofy friends down here in Midtown are always complaining about these synthetic food. We got to go another break already? I got to talk. Oh, wait. Hold up, son. Folks, we had a temporary delay there with some boy. We'll put him back on in just a minute. But, yeah, but they're there to preserve the status quo. And, by the way, all this I've been telling you about tonight is I'm leading up. I'm hoping we can get a series on coming soon about this, but I want to get it documented a little bit better. But so far, what I've been telling you, I know is 100% right. Fast and furious down here on the border with the drugs and the arms coming forth, going back and forth from the Texas border, that's just a drop in the bucket. That's nothing new, people. That's a continuation of what we've had going on since at least I know from Vietnam, because I was a Vietnam era veteran, and everybody and his mama knew that the black ops were flying dope in the coffins of dead GIs back over here. That's how much they work. That's how much they honor the dead GIs. They were flying dope back over here in the coffins of these dead GIs. You know, I got to say this. I'm going to damn these people to hell that did that. You know, God help me for judging them, because I am a Christian, but I just have no respect for those people. And you know what? And I shouldn't say this, but I will shed not one tear where those people had to burn in hell for what they've done to this country. But getting back to what I was saying, these black ops, they're working for the globalist, the black ops in the military within the military. If you go back when I'm telling you that, people, look what this illegal alien, this sodomite, this transvestite we have for president, and he is bisexual. That can be documented every way, which day to sundown. He was famous in the bathhouses of Chicago. But if you'll notice, he's gotten rid of what, 40 to 50 flag staff officers, flag of the Navy, general officers in the Army. He's getting rid of all the good officers. He's trying to have a complete sodomization of the military. Well, it looks like Sunboy is having a conviction fit over here, so we got to honor the caller. We're going to go to Sunboy. Hey, people, I'm just going to I'll leave you this. We're going to try to do a series on this, because I'm afraid my banking and money guy is trying to bail. He's afraid his employer is going to get him in trouble. I had to tell James about that. We wanted to do a series on banking and money, but I don't know how that's going to go unless I can get another man to come in, because he wants the show taped, and it's just too much trouble to tape the show, I'm afraid. I mean, we're going to Sunboy now.
Well, we're going to Sunboy, and Sunboy would be James Edwards. the founder of this program. But we got so much to talk about tonight, Eddie. You had a story that you sent to me. What was the story? It was something about schools, I believe. Let me find it.
Yeah, I got you. I'll tell you
about it. We got to take a caller, but let me tell me about it real quick so I'll know at least what it was.
It was about a school out, I believe, out in California, had the black people.
Yes. What the story was about, and you'll find it on our website next week. Grammar is racist. To correct blacks who are not proficient in English grammar is racist. So if they don't listen, grammar is racist. That's all I can say. I mean, this is what it's come to in this day and age, in this era of political correctness. Grammar itself, proper grammar, proper English grammar, is racist, and we will talk about that next week if we can't talk about it tonight. But first, we will get to a caller who has been waiting patiently. Caller, you are on the air with James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. To call us gentlemen is to be too kind, but hello to you as well.
Anyway, with regards to Kate Pollard Griggs, there's a very good article. Actually, it's not an article. It's an interview by Rick Strawcutter on her. And that goes into real depth regarding her involvement and her husband's involvement in covert things and murders and black ops and perversions, homosexuality, and et cetera.
Let me ask you this. Do you want to stay on the line to the next break? Because we got to
One.
All right, stay tuned, and we'll get to you and Peter Scoop Stanton here to round up the show tonight. Stay tuned, everybody.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like
heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio program. So there is Frankie Valli with one of his all-time greatest number one hits, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. And as editor of the Bombardier Miller is my witness, I have a picture here in the studio tonight of our flagship AM radio station of me and Frankie Valli himself and my wife. And Eddie's looking at it. Eddie, did you not look at it here in this last commercial break? There's me and Frankie and my wife. And Frankie is cuddled up, but much closer to my wife than he is to me. Is that not the correct assessment, Eddie?
That's correct. James, you were about 12 feet away. I can barely see James in the picture. I don't know about that, James. I tell you, I'm kind of worried, son. You may be shot out of the saddle. I don't know. Hey, man, well, we need to get the call.
Hey, it is Frankie Valli, after all, and so many number one hits. But no, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm 12 feet. Maybe a few more inches than he is for my wife. But I mean, it is Frankie Valli, after all. And so I will see Frankie in a couple of weeks, and we look forward to that. But nevertheless, we're celebrating Valentine's Day tonight. We're celebrating love, the motivation, the prime motivation of all of our action here on the Political Cesspool. And we got a couple of people that we love tonight, in addition to Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Peter Scoop Stanton, our intrepid Washington, D.C. correspondent. Before we go to him, we're going to go to another caller who is calling tonight. Caller, you are on the air.
Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the previous caller.
It's your dime, your dance floor, my friend.
Okay. Yeah, I was commenting on Kate Griggs. And I wanted to make another point on it seems like the perversions that are happening in institutions where there are great numbers of people bunched together unnaturally, like the military and even professional sports.
Right.
When I was growing up, I had this thing in our neighborhood. We had an institution, and it was called Cooties. Did you ever hear of that?
Well, I heard of Cooties in elementary school, but I'm not sure if it's exactly the same thing you're referring to.
It was a construct. I don't know where it came from, but it was meant to keep boys and girls apart. And I don't
right,
know
exactly. There you go.
Genetic or not.
Indeed.
But anyway, I'll get off the air. I know you guys got a lot on the plate, so thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling in. Eddie said you're more than welcome. You have far more talent than he does, and we all recognize. No, I'm just kidding. But no, thank you for calling tonight. We've got to get to Peter Scoop Stanton, but I want to give you a little teaser of what's to come. There was actually a couple of news stories we were supposed to cover tonight with Eddie the Bombardier Miller that we did not get to because of the way that live talk radio goes. It's unscripted. It's unrehearsed. You never know what's going to happen. But we'll get to those next week. One of the stories was that grammar is racist. There is a group of African-American, if you will, college students at the University of California, Los Angeles, a.k.a. UCLA, who object to the fact that they are held to modern standards with regards to grammar. They don't think they should be held to the same standards of grammar that white students are held to. And it's racist to assume that they can speak or use punctuation that normal English speakers use and are subjected to. So we'll talk about that next week. Also, Eddie is going to be presenting here in the next few weeks a series on the economy and economics. It's a very deep and informed and insightful series, and we look forward to hearing Eddie's take on that as we move forward here in the Political Cesspool, a show that consistently tonight, folks, from moment one to this very moment, nearly 3 hours later, has been ranked in the top 10. The top 10 most listened to shows in the United States of America online, not counting our terrestrial audience on the AM FM affiliate stations here in Memphis and around the country, courtesy of the Liberty News Radio Network. Folks, it's an honor. Top 10 in the country. You know, we're there in the midst of millionaires, despite the fact that we sing for $25 a pop. And with that, we toss it to our Washington, D.C. correspondent, Peter Scoop Stanton. Pete, how much would you sing for tonight?
Nothing, because if I did sing, people would start offering me money not to sing.
We were going for that as well. There is no level to which we will not descend. But what do you have for us tonight, my friend? And thank you for bearing with us.
Well, no problem, James. Good evening, Cesspool family. Well, this week I filed my taxes with the IRS using that.
Oh, man.
Yep. Ah. Let me tell you something, listeners. The government hates the middle class. We don't have enough money to make big-time contributions to PAC, to PACs, or start up our own PACs like the Koch brothers, like George Soros and Donald Trump and all these other big-time money people in politics. Yet, since we're self-sufficient, since we work and do the right thing, we're not dependent on government for handouts, and we're not going to vote for people that want us to spend our money. So we're stuck in the middle. We got to pay for programs that we don't use, we don't want, and that go against the Constitution, yet we don't have the money to contribute to people that we want to see in office. So yours truly spent $350 using a tax service, which shall remain nameless, to get a whopping refund from Uncle Sam of $89. Now, my
Scoop, you know what? This is your elder brother in arms, the Obama dear. Scoop, I can identify with you like no other. Me and my wife have been hounded mercilessly by the IRS since 2003. A lot of the cause is because I had the nerve to stand up in federal court and talk to them like they were dog poop on my feet, and which they are, and because I won't back down. But you know what, Scoop? Me and my wife, we live on almost nothing because they have just literally raped us. And the neighborhood I live in used to be a really nice neighborhood, but it's getting bad. They have a lien on our house and on a lot of the stuff I've got. And we can't get out. We can't sell that house. We get a lien on it. But the people living right around us, and I know, the reason I know this, Scoop, is because I talk to them every day. I'm going to shut up in a minute. They're a lot of Mexicans in there. My church would call them gracious Spaniards, but I call them illegal aliens, and they're Mexicans. And they will tell you flat out that they've got it made because they, you know, a lot of them don't even think about liability insurance to drive their automobile. They don't even have any driver's license. They get housing subsidies. They get free health care insurance. It goes on and on and on and on. And they live like kings. They have four-wheelers. They have modern vehicles. And me and my wife are being just penalized mercilessly. And my wife has worked even harder than I have all of her life. But, Scoop, getting right back to, you know, make a long story short, I know exactly what you're talking about, my brother.
Right, and it's not only me, it's not only you, but it's everybody else in the USA. And then I filed for the Commonwealth of Virginia, which I paid much less taxes to. I got a bigger refund. And everybody wants to talk about tax reform that do pay taxes. Mind you, 47% of people do not pay taxes to the government. I probably pay more taxes than General Electric. So when people like Neil Bortz and Congressman John Linder come up with the idea of a fair tax, it goes nowhere in Congress because the tax services, tax attorneys, enrolled agents, they would lose out money big time. And so then yours truly, semi-smart, have to go pay somebody who's probably just as dumb as yours truly and file my taxes so I don't go to jail.
All right, one more thing from Eddie. Pete, let me tell you something. I love you. But here's Pappy.
Pete's the man. Pete, just a quick statement. And for these useful idiots, and I love them. I love them to death, but they're just dumb as a stump, the people I go to church with. I try to explain to them. They accuse me. They say, well, you don't want to pay taxes. Well, they don't realize the Federal Reserve, they use the IRS as a goon squad. We're out of time. Well, folks, maybe we get to this back next week because we're out of time.
Next week, there's going to be more to come. I guarantee you that. We're top five show tonight. Donate, and maybe we can be top three next week. You never know. I'm James Edwards on behalf of Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Peter Scoop Stanton, Keith Alexander, and our guest tonight, Jonas DeGaire of Sweden, and Jared Taylor. Have a great night. God bless you. Remember to live life the way we do without retreat, surrender, or apology. If you like the show, support our work, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Good night, everybody.